with Brock and Hunter.
Too hot, you can take it off.
I didn't want to do it this morning. I'm too tired. I'm too tired to turn up with Little John, all right?
Hey, you know, Little John will wake you up, though. He'll get you going.
Too tired to get turned up with Little John, all right? So.
Little John. Isn't that from Men in Tights? Little John.
Little John. Yeah, I think, Little John. Yeah, you did have Little John. He was the friar, wasn't he?
He was the big guy, but they called him Little John.
Who's the friar?
The friar.
Right, the guy with the friar Tuck? I don't know. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I thought Little John was... Anyway, it's not important. That's not a conversation we need to have right now. Anyways, it's 7:10. It's time for your morning dump. What's going on?
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it.
Well, everyone's favorite pudgy psychopath, Kim Jong-un, has lost some weight and people are freaking out, apparently. He's on a new diet. Some people think he's sick. Has he stopped taking and stealing from all the people in North Korea and maybe giving a little bit back? While North Koreans say he looks emaciated, is that emaciated? Yeah.
Emaciated?
Okay. He looks skinny. He's still got plenty of insulation and could probably stand to lose a few more pounds if anyone asks. This is what I love. That's what I love here is that if you look at Kim Jong-un, all right, the rest of us know that he's not a god, but they've made it so people in North Korea honestly think that these leaders are like holy. Like, they believe that he shot a round of golf, his first time ever golfing. What was it, Hunter?
This is crazy. This is crazy. So, like, an 18 round of golf. So, this is his dad, I believe.
His dad.
But I think he is pretty close as far as his record or whatever. But I'm pretty sure he shot 11 hole in ones in one round at one point. Shot like a 22 or something stupid. Some crazy score, dude. Yeah. And everybody around him. It's like, he did. They're so brainwashed that the people around them legitimately believe that God can't do that.
So it was Kim Jong-il's famous round of golf, holding golf clubs for the first time at 52 years old, scored less than a birdie a hole on his way to a world record 38 under.
Oh, my God, dude. A 38 under first time holding clubs. Dude, what? You are amazing. You need to start playing this game more.
First time ever, 52 years old, the greatest golfer we've ever seen.
Yeah, guys like Tiger Woods who have been swinging a club since he was born. Greatest golfer in the world. Hasn't even came close to what this guy can do.
Fantastic. So anybody who's worried about Kim Jong-un, don't worry. He's fine. At least we know. He's probably just less carbs, more vegetables, and he's walking more. That's all it is.
He's probably been just shooting a lot of hoops.
Yeah.
I guess he's like a huge basketball guy. Loves Dennis Rodman, loves the NBA.
Him and Dennis Rodman are good buddies, aren't they? It's ridiculous.
For real?
It's ridiculous.
The president couldn't go over and hang out with Kim Jong, but Dennis Rodman, though.
He's got it, man. He's got it.
Out of all the people in America, that's the one guy. He's like, yeah,
he's the one guy. It's like, dude, Rodman's got to come over here. He's got to come over here.
Dude, what?
Oh, fantastic. So, yeah, there you go. Maybe he's just working out with Rodman more. He's on the Dennis Rodman workout routine. That's probably what it is. Lastly, there's something to be said about the amount of robocalls that we get. And actually, believe it or not, I believe it's, where is it? Norway? Anyway, there's a place over in Europe that they are, they're like cracking down on it, I believe. It's someplace. Anyway.
Good.
And it's good that the FCC is doing it. They've put some things. Long story short, they're trying to crack down on spam phone calls. Okay. Robocalls, if you will. However, I need to bring up, because I just saw the statistic and it floors me. Last year, Americans lost $30 billion scams.
No, come on, guys.
$30 billion to phone scams. Okay, I don't want to be a jerk.
Who's answering the call and it's like, yeah, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
If that's what I want to lead to. Okay, I don't want to come off as being a dick. I don't want to be insensitive. But, folks, if you get a random phone call, It's a scam phone call, okay? Oh, more than likely. If someone says, if you get a call saying that the IRS is ready to throw you in jail, that's not legit. If you get a call saying that your car's extended warranty is about to expire, that's not legit. I can't believe $30 billion was scam for people.
Please tell me it's just a bunch of gullible grandmas.
Like,
because that's the only thing I can think of.
No, here's the thing. The study found guys aged 35 to 44
were
more likely to get scammed out of their money.
Damn it.
One in four Americans were duped last year.
This is not anything new. This is not like a new thing. They're like, oh, yeah, I got duped once. It's been happening for a while. You should know. That 812 number isn't somebody you know.
And here you are. You're just sitting there, and all of a sudden your phone rings. You don't see who it is. You're like, well, I might as well pick this up and see what this is about. And then proceed to give that random person, folks.
Your credit card number.
Oh, my God. Like, it's disheartening knowing that $30 billion was scammed away from us. Like, that makes me worried for society, you know?
Just a basic rule. Don't ever give your credit card number over the phone. Right
ever.
There. If you just follow that rule.
You'd be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah, yeah.
You can sit there. You can listen to him talk all day long. But it's follow that simple rule.
Don't get me wrong. I love answering these spam phone calls because I mess with the people. I have a great time. It fills hours of my day messing with these people. But never
kick your
once.
Feet up. You know, sit on the couch and listen to them for hours on end if you want. But just don't give them your money.
Never once in my life with the spam phone call have I been convinced to bust out my credit card and go, you know what, this guy's legit. Here we go. Let's do this.
You know what, here's the number. Here you go, buddy.
Tell you what, run it twice. Just run it twice. Oh, my God, we're getting dumber by the day, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got runway model Kim Jong-un and getting scammed out of billions of dollars. That is your morning dump.
Facepalm.
We'll be back.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock